Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A huge victory in Mississippi that passed and the governor signed the heartbeat bill that bans abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Governor Phil Bryant signed a heartbeat abortion ban into law at a ceremony at the Mississippi State Capitol, making this the largest state to ban abortion once a fetal heartbeat, Matt, can be detected. And that typically is around 6 weeks post-conception. So you're talking about just 2 weeks after that first month. Most people don't even realize, or it's about that time at the earliest that they may realize that, in fact, they are pregnant. So at that point in time, the heartbeat is already detected, and according to this bill that was just recently signed, you may not do an abortion once that heartbeat is detectable.
Yeah, another tremendous victory. This is such a critical bill. And, you know, the heartbeat is the measure that we use in the medical world for life. When somebody's heart stops, what do they try to do? They try to get their heart going again, because if your heart stops, unless you get it pumping again pretty quick, you're dead. And so clearly, now you and I both know that from the moment of conception, we have a human life. But
right.
But just for sake, you know, and some absolutists say, no, you shouldn't take these incremental steps. But this is an important incremental step, because as you point out, Matt, as early as 6 weeks, people don't even realize a lot of times that they're pregnant, that they have a live child with brain waves and a heartbeat and, you know, growing within them. So this is a critical bill. It will be challenged, no question about it. But under the current configuration of the Supreme Court and a potential future configuration, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg should retire, I think we're in a position more than we have been in since Roe v. Wade to overturn that disgraceful decision.
Yes. You know, I appreciate this governor, though, what he has to say. He goes, you know, we will all answer to the good Lord one day. I will say in this instance, I fought for the lives of innocent babies, even under the threat of legal action. This is a human being. They have rights. You know, I like that he stands with the courage of the Lord before others to protect these babies. You know, I remember hearing recently at one of the, I can't remember what state it was, but they actually had a woman, a pregnant woman, come in, and all the legislators heard her baby's heartbeat in her womb. It was dramatic. And I thought, if they did that at every one of these hearings, I think it would be a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's really powerful to do that. And that was in Kentucky.
Was it Kentucky? Yeah,
yeah,
I couldn't remember which one, but
they actually had everyone listen to.
That
they
was
put
powerful.
They put a microphone up to the woman's abdomen,
mm-hmm.
and you could hear the baby's heartbeat for those people who then passed a heartbeat law. Now, a court in Kentucky said the same day, it was signed into law by, in that case, the governor Matt Bevin in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And then later that day, a federal court blocked it. And maybe this will happen in Mississippi. Yeah, but the fact is, it's just really sickening to see these courts just jumping so fast on these kinds of laws and stopping them. You know, Roe versus Wade, the whole abortion progeny of the Supreme Court is just such a travesty and a shame of the U.S. Supreme Court. It really brings shame on the United States, certainly the highest court of the land, to have that kind of progeny of cases just as bad as, in fact, worse than some of the most terrible cases that they've ever issued.
Yeah, Dred Scott and others.
Because, I mean, 60-plus million babies have lost their lives brutally as a result of abortion. Well, here, what we have is a governor so much in contrast to New York's governor, Cuomo, who was applauding that the legislature just passed a law that you could abort a baby through all 9 months of pregnancy, and even if they survived the abortion and they're gasping for air, you could have a discussion as to whether you're going to allow the baby to simply die on the table.
Which is murder through omission, to not take proactive steps to save a live human being, to let them die. That's a choice. That's an affirmative step. There's no other. That's infanticide.
And, you know, Planned Parenthood adds to those, that facade, the lies that are being spread out, that it's not really a baby. And, you know, women have the right to do that. Well, I encourage anyone to go see the movie Unplanned if you haven't, because you really see the reality of what happens in the procedure and see these are really babies. These are really heartbeats, whether it's in the moment of conception or 6 weeks later, it's still a human being. It's just time is the only difference.
It's a powerful movie, and we were privileged to be able to be a co-sponsor, Liberty Counsel, to the premiere, one of the premiere showings in Central Florida. And the place was packed. It was the largest theater. There is like 280 people maximum for that particular one. But there are actually a number of different premieres, not only in Central Florida, but around the country. It's a powerful movie. If you haven't seen it, I encourage people to go see it. It's called Unplanned. And it's about a true story of Abby Johnson, who became the youngest director in the history of Planned Parenthood of an abortion clinic. And she was part of 20-some thousand abortions that were done under her direction as director. And one day, she was asked to go into a room because they were short-staffed. And the doctor who was performing the abortion, and by the way, the interesting thing is, and I didn't realize this as I first saw it, but you pointed it out, Holly, the doctor that's actually playing that part of the abortionist is a former abortionist who actually testified about what happens in the abortion procedure before Congress.
Now he's very pro-life. Yeah, because now he's knows pro-life. The reality of it. Yeah,
he was playing the part in the movie, and so she was asked to hold the sonogram so that he could guide the cannula, the suction tube, for this first trimester abortion to literally suck out the baby. It's a powerful scene. The whole movie's powerful. It's a true story about Abby Johnson, as that was the turning point for her.
You know, such a God thing, too, you know, because they chose the release time last year.
Yeah.
And then now to see when it's come out during all this, what's going on with abortion and with life and everything. And as well as the actress they chose. I mean, it's God's hands
it's
all over this.
It's like when I introduced, I said, you know, the Unplanned movie was not planned to be released just after all of this controversy beginning in New York, but God planned it.
And you know, the actress they chose, she was chosen, quote unquote, at the last minute and then rushed out to do the part. But she has her own story because she was almost the victim of an abortion herself. Her mother was on a table in an abortion center, almost ready to have an abortion with her. And praise God, she didn't.
And the whole movie's well done.
Yes.
And there was some controversy surrounding the movie, not just because it reveals and exposes the truth of the abortion industry and what abortion is, but the Motion Picture Association of America gave it a R rating, and a lot of people felt like that was unfair, and that was in order to try to keep younger people from seeing the movie. You have seen it, Matt. They said it's for violence, which is ironic, isn't it?
That abortion actually is
exactly
violent.
They're acknowledging the violence.
Yeah. And the irony is that it's rated R, but you have to have a parent for a certain age, but yet you don't have a parent to go have an abortion.
Do the abortion.
What's the problem with that?
It's so contradictory. It's really an irony. Well, here in Mississippi, you have good movement because this Mississippi bill says that physicians who perform an abortion after a fetal heartbeat is detected could face revocation of their medical license. The bill also says that abortions could be allowed after a fetal heartbeat is found if a pregnancy endangers a woman's life or one of her major bodily functions. Now, that's very, very rare. It's very rare. And that's not one of these big loopholes. That rarely would happen. You talk about this to experts who know, and it's a very extremely rare situation. Well, this is, and we're still, by the way, battling on the nation's capital to get the nation's capital, the Democratic Party that has been in lockstep, except for a few that have broken ranks, that will not even pass a bill that says once a baby is aborted and is alive, you have to provide some medical help to it.
Think about that.
But I tell you what, as I mentioned to the group before the showing of this, I believe we, including me, will see the overturning of Roe versus Wade. That's the good news. there is a culture shift that's taking place. There's a culture war that's taking place. Pray for America. Pray that we ultimately will see in our lifetime, and I believe we will. This is not just some hypothetical pie in the sky. The whole abortion decision reversed at the United States Supreme Court. We need to return this country and our culture to a place that respects human life, particularly in the womb. For more information, visit lc.org, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776, lc.org.